I used to care a lot about defense, special teams, DST. I was called defense for the rest of this 8 minute or so podcast. When I was early on playing fantasy football, I thought about it what I thought was strategically. And then years later discovered that, as many others have already discovered, that oftentimes the best preseason defense fails miserably in fantasy. It's just, that's how it works sometimes. I was particularly spoiled because almost 20 years ago, I did a draft, a trade, the last in-person draft I ever did, made a trade because one of my opponents was struggling to figure out who to take next. I was picking three picks later. I did a swap of that round and the next round. It was even, you know, basically like, let me pick now, you pick three picks later, and then you get an earlier pick the next round. He was like, yeah, sure. So I took the Bears defense. And the Bears defense crushed it that year. Interestingly, about 23% of their fantasy points were based on special teams or defensive touchdowns. 23% of their points. So in other words, had they not, when they got an interception, running into the end zone, or had they not broken a tackle or broken free, whatever it was, to get that punt return or kick return for a touchdown. If they had gotten zero that year, they would have been, barely startable, kind of startable, but barely startable, weekly defense. It's the defensive touchdowns, special teams touchdowns, that changed everything. I did a lot of research years later on that phenomenon. What is it about defenses that are great, and they surprise us a lot of the time, because a lot of the top defenses, fantasy defenses from year to year, are outside the top 10 in ADP. So I have research that goes back to 2010. Here's what it shows. The number one fantasy defense since 2010, each season since 2010, on average, has had 24.9% of its points come from, we'll call it defensive touchdowns, defense special teams, any kind of touchdown by the DST. 24.9%, so about a quarter of their points driven by what I view as both earned and a fluke. It's not something you can predict. You can usually predict sacks to some degree of accuracy, that, you know, a great defense going, you know, with a great pass rush going against a weak offensive line, you might say, oh, I'll get three or four sacks, you know, at least. You might predict an interception or two if you're going up against a bad quarterback, but predicting a defensive touchdown is tougher, objectively. So the second best fantasy defense on average since 2010, each season, has had defensive touchdowns account for 18%, and even 18% of their total fantasy point total. And here's where I'm going with it. If you go down the line, 16.1% for the third best quarterback on earth, 16.7% of fantasy points accounted by defensive touchdowns for the fourth best defense, 16.3% for the fifth, 20.5% for the sixth. That doesn't mean much to you unless I then go to the back end and I say, let's look at the worst defenses. And the worst, starting with the 32nd, best defense each year on average, dating back to 2010, 14.0% of their fantasy points have come from defensive touchdowns. The 31st best on average is 9.8%. The next best on average is 10.8%. The next best on average is 12.4%. You see where I'm going with it. All of those numbers are lower than all of the top flight numbers for the best defenses. Almost all of the best of the highest percentages fall into the top 8 to 10 on average defenses from year to year. Defensive touchdowns, more than sacks, more than forced turnovers or anything like that, there is a disproportionate impact that defensive touchdowns have on fantasy prowess for DSTs. And so if the Bears back then had 9 defensive touchdowns combined special teams, and that accounted for what I say, you know, about 23% or so of their fantasy production. I couldn't have guessed that at the start of the season. No one could realistically say, yeah, this is what they do. I mean, unless you had Devin Hester on the team, and I get it. I mean, Devin Hester, there are certain punt returners or kick returners where it's like, yeah, they'll get a couple, you know, that year. But nine, I mean, that's a lot. And from year to year, that's how it plays out. So we'll keep this episode relatively short, but I do want to highlight these numbers, this research, because it has changed the way I look at drafting defenses, finally, where I don't get hung up on who's the best defense. I don't get hung up on who's the third best or the fifth best. I recognize the fact that if I can get a good defense facing off against middling or worse competition, maybe facing a relatively easy schedule or playing in a relatively easy division, for example, the Buccaneers this year, I really like their defense. I would draft their DST. I think their ranking based on ADP is 19. I would absolutely take the Bucs in my 14-team league for my defense. And if the Bucs happen to get quote-unquote lucky and get six defensive touchdowns, I can guarantee you they'll finish in the top 10. There's no doubt about it. If they get zero, they might finish outside the top 16. That's the dice roll we do with defenses. Sacks are going to come. Interceptions are going to come. You kind of know that stuff. The touchdowns, you can't sweat it. They happen when they happen. And the only hope is that you can draft someone and not burn too much draft capital, drafting a defense where, if it does happen, it'll make that defense elite. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. Email me anytime. Sign up for the rankings. See you tomorrow.